Hello, everyone, and welcome to CCSI's podcast series titled Got Tech, episode number 6. Today, we're going to talk about the National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. And who better to talk about that with than Matt Pascucci, CCSI's cybersecurity program manager and industry expert in cybersecurity and cyber awareness. So, hello, Matt. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
You bet. You're all excited to talk about the month of October and all these great things that we'll be covering in the National Cybersecurity Awareness campaigns?
I'm ready.
Excellent. So a little background, right? National Cybersecurity Awareness Month has been happening now since 2004. Every October is National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and this is an annual campaign really to raise awareness about the importance of cybersecurity. You know, pick up any headline or any newspaper, watch the news, and there's just another breach or another malicious attack that has taken place. So the need for awareness and the discussions around cybersecurity have really escalated over the last several years, and rightfully so. The internet touches almost all aspects of everyone's daily life. And so whether we realize it or not, what we'll call the NCSAM for the remainder of this podcast, the National Security Cyber Awareness Month, is designed to engage and educate the public and private sectors, as well as partners, you know, through events and initiatives to raise awareness about the importance of cybersecurity, and also provide everyone who's listening and reading about this topic the tools and resources needed to stay safe online. Because again, the internet has really changed the way people work, live, and play when we look back over the last number of years. And we should use it safely, but we should also use it for fun as well as for business as we are. So let's increase the resiliency of the nation in the event of cyber incidents. As we see more and more of these come out, everybody gets smarter. The way the NCSM is segmented is it's broken down into weeks, right, Matt? So if we take a look at week one, every week has a theme. So the first theme, simple steps to online safety, right? So any thoughts around that?
Yeah, so they break it out into four, you know, phases within the month. So the first one being, you know, simple steps to online safety. So they're really going to go over, you know, quite a few ways that you can just simply stay safe. So they're going to go over phishing, they're going to go over awareness. So what happens with this organization is that it goes out there and you have champions, you have people who go out there and just give you a better understanding of what to do per phase here. So you'll have companies like CCSI, you have vendors that are going to go out there and kind of give you, you know, weekly tips on what to do. So this first one is going to, a lot of it's probably, you're going to see a lot, you know, regarding phishing and malware protection and how to act while you're online. So as these things evolve and as we have other champions within this realm here, you're going to see a lot of things come out regarding that. But, you know, keeping it simple, that's the biggest thing that we should probably think of right now. Get back to the basics, patch, vulnerability management, phishing awareness. That's kind of what you'll see a lot with this week, you know, week one between, you know, October 2nd and 6th. Those are going to be the themes you'll most likely start seeing.
Yeah. So, you know, when we look forward as into the rest of this month and the themes that are associated with each of the weeks, week two looks like we'll have cybersecurity in the workplace is everyone's business as a theme. And I believe that this is really all about culture, right, Matt? This is whether you're, you know, a small business or a big business or a not-for-profit, you know, it really starts and ends with culture. And if you peel that back, no matter how sophisticated any organization can be, the weakest link is always the what I'll call the carbon life form, right? So building culture, what's your thoughts around culture and that?
So the culture of a company is going to eat security for breakfast every day, and that's what it's going to come down to. So if you have a good culture involved within your organization, you're going to have good security. So being able to have good culture, being able to have good security, those two come hand in hand. You usually don't have one without the other. And, you know, using the workplace as an example, you know, if you have that upper management buy-in, and they want you to go out there and do certain things for security and push that program forward, you're going to have a lot less resistance from the culture itself, the people itself, and the budget. So, you know, culture is very important.
Yeah. I think week three is going to be my favorite. Week three's the theme is going to be today's predictions for tomorrow's internet, right? So, we, you know, again, pick up the newspaper, turn on the turn on the TV and every day there's talk, more and more talk about connected devices. You know, even my refrigerator, you know, has got an IP address these days, right? So, you know, when we talk about connected devices and digitizing records and smart cars and smart homes, these have really all become a new reality, right? From an IP standpoint, just being able to have enough IP addresses was always a big concern, and security was not even thought about. Now security becomes even more important than IP addressing as we connect more and more devices to the internet, right? So thoughts on that?
Yeah, so we're going to see a lot of that whole IoT realm, you know, start taking place. And we saw a lot of that with, you know, with NotPetya and all the things that are coming out with the Mira botnet, you know, attacking things, especially last year or essentially this year with the DynDNS DDoS, when you have DVRs attacking our systems. You know, these devices were not made for security in mind. And, you know, going forward, we're going to start seeing that. We're going to start seeing these devices probably crop up again and still hit us. So, you know, being able to predict certain things like that is kind of rough sometimes in this market, but we can kind of predict that we're going to see attacks, you know, used in a different way, but at the same time using similar vectors, like not patching and having, you know, improper misconfigurations on our edge. But IoT is going to be a big one. I think over the next couple months to even, you know, maybe 18 months, we'll start seeing, you know, artificial intelligence be continually pushed out there and used. So that's another big area that we want to start, you know, digging into. That's changing the game right now. And, you know, we want to be able to be, you know, keeping on top of those things and being ahead of the attackers before they can compromise us. So this having control of the what's on your network and using new techniques like, you know, segmentation and micro-segmentation are going to be big as well.
Absolutely. It's all good, right? So, you know, staying along the themes, right? So week four is an interesting one, right? So week four's theme is going to be titled, "The Internet Wants You, Consider a Career in Cybersecurity." So, you know, week four will look to encourage students and really beyond students, job seekers and others to explore cybersecurity careers. You know, key influencers like parents and teachers, state and local officials will learn more about this growing field and how to engage, you know, the folks who are in public and private schools today coming up in ways to pursue cybersecurity careers. And this is going to be so important because there's going to be such a gap. Right, Matt? You know, when we look at, you know, by the year 2022, there'll be such a gap with in this market for people who understand cybersecurity and can really be cybersecurity safety officers, if you will. Looking at numbers that range anywhere from 1.8 million to 2.5 million workers are being short those people by 2022. So It's a little bit of a concern, you know, when you think about, you know, such a void in the market, right? So with the void also comes great paychecks, right? So a terrific opportunity for people who think they might like an opportunity in this field, as well as for, you know, future engineers that might like to pivot into this type of topic, right? Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yeah, so, I mean, the government's pretty much said it's an epidemic at this point from, you know, careers in cybersecurity, that there's too many jobs and enough people to fill them. So going forward with that, you know, they've tried to go out and fulfill things along with grants and scholarships to certain colleges that you would pretty much get a job with the government afterwards if you fulfill these requirements. So they're trying to make things a lot easier for students to at least be attracted towards cybersecurity. So it's going to be a big issue in the future. It's already a big issue now. You know, it's usually the turnaround time is like 9 months to actually find someone currently. And when you add 2.5 million other open roles, it's going to just make the hiring process a little even more difficult than it already is. So it's a big deal. We want to try to excite people. We want to bring people to the table. It's all over the news now, so it's not like it's not known. So bringing people there and understanding how to keep them too at the same time is going to be a big deal for people in this field.
So you hear that, folks? The internet wants you. This is a really, really hot area for anybody considering employment within the cybersecurity realm. You know, and if we just finish this podcast with the last week and theme, which is protecting the critical infrastructure from cyber threats, this is the one that concerns me the most. I mean, we all, you know, we lived before the internet and life existed, but, you know, we have the potential now of really being in a very dark world, a world that may not have lights or may not have ATMs to go withdraw money from for periods of time, based on the cyber threats, right? So, you know, basically the essential systems that we look at to support daily lives that we take for granted, electricity and financial institutions and transportation, all these are so dependent on the internet in this day and age. So building resilience, right, in the critical infrastructure is never been more crucial for our national security. So week five, we'll take a look at this and really try to keep our traffic lights, running water and phone lines and all the critical infrastructure secure. So this is something that really concerns me, Matt. You know, again, daily headlines, you know, you hear the leader from North Korea looking at bombs in the atmosphere to disable the United States. I mean, this something that sounded like James Bondish not that long ago is really a big concern in this day and age. And so, you know, it's really essential that you know, the institutions that are chartered with protecting our grid and the infrastructure that supports our daily life is well protected and well understood.
Yeah, so I mean, the big thing to this, in my opinion, is trying to define what critical infrastructure is. So if you have lights and you have, you know, phone lines and you have, you know, the water district and the power grid, and seeing how these systems are normally running on very antiquated, old, you know, hardware and software that are unpatched and hard to deal with, that becomes an issue because they become targets now to like nation states. And having, you know, Russia or China, whoever, you know, dedicate these attacks towards these infrastructures, it becomes now no longer an inconvenience, becomes a matter of life and death in certain situations. So that's becoming a much more big issue right now that we're having out there. So being able to decide now, these are no longer hacks, these are acts of war. And, you know, at what point does a hack become kinetic, where it now ends up having someone drop bombs on them? That's concerning for me, as maybe people taking things too far. But that's the last week within this National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. It's a big one. It's bringing more politics involved as well. But it's one of them that, you know, essentially could cause loss of life if tampered with.
Yeah, yeah, that's the one that definitely keeps you up at night, right? So,
yeah.
But so I think that kind of goes through the initial framework of the National Cybersecurity Awareness Month and the different themes for that. So there's a lot of information. There's a ton of resources, even from our perspective. If you check out and go to www.ccsinet.com, you'll see a lot of resources that will help you to understand more about this campaign, as well as just cybersecurity in general. So remember, folks, for the folks that are listening, you are the guardian and police force for your information. So before you click, take a look, right? And we'll leave it at that. So thanks to everybody for tuning in for this month's podcast. And thanks to Matt Pascucci for taking the time and sharing some of his awareness. So this is Larry Biancully. Until next month, signing off. Have a great rest of the month.